I am Amelia. Some people know me as Susie. I am a compulsive eater.
Hi, Amelia.
So I have sort of an interesting story about the way I began sponsoring. I'd been in program not quite a year, and I knew that I really was going to want to sponsor. I knew that that's something I really wanted to do, but I thought I would wait till right around my anniversary in the program. And then something happened one Saturday morning before I went to the meeting, early Saturday morning meeting, and I was so distressed. It was just, I was just so distressed. I just kept looping around like many of us or all of us have done. The mind kept going and going. And when it came time for, in the meeting, to volunteer for sponsoring, to say you're a sponsor, I raised my hand. I was surprised, but it felt like the apps, like I was called into that day, and it was very liberating. So that's how it got started. And so that was, I guess I've been sponsoring a little over 2 years now. And as in terms of, I think I had maybe gotten through all of the steps. Since I'm just getting the cues now, I haven't had time to rethink this. But I think I had pretty much finished my first go round. What does sponsoring look like, and has it changed over time? I might touch on schedule, focus, style, and comfort level. Okay, so yeah, at the beginning I was quite nervous about sponsoring, but I was very grateful that there was a lot of literature available, and and I talked to my sponsor, and but I really wanted to get it right. You know, I was quite concerned, and I actually very quickly got a sponsee, somebody also who's very experienced in the program. And we spoke daily for a long time, and then it just felt like it was like it was too much. So we backed off for a while, and that's what felt most comfortable for me. And then there was a time she wanted more check-ins, and I wanted her to send emails, and that was challenging. So there was a negotiation, but actually over time, the relationship became sort of imbalanced, and so we stopped sponsoring. In the meantime, numerous people, it's a really interesting time for me to talk about this, numerous people have come into my life. I have a couple sponsees who one in particular has been with me for quite some time, about 9 months in, and one is maybe 6 or 8 months old, something like that. And I've had sponsees for a long time. Someone moved away, someone had an experience where I resembled a family member so much that they really couldn't get past it. And this was after a pretty lengthy relationship. But the interesting thing is that every relationship with each person is different. And that's in how we sponsor, how frequently we talk, how they work through the steps, what their story is. I do have a little document that I try and remember to give people that gives some guidelines for our sponsorship already. Okay, so why don't I move on to what has been challenging, and is there anything that I considered a mistake, and did I learn from my mistakes? What has been challenging? I think it has, simply just working with other people is challenging. You know, it's very intense, working to such an intimate level, and people come with all sorts of things, and I think one of the challenges is that the difficulties that we have are difficulties with intimacy. Mm-hmm. And so when I ask people to be honest with me, that brings up all kinds of things. When I ask people to be accountable to me, that brings up other things as well. So in terms of making a mistake, I think there were times where I was, and I think that this is still a challenge from time to time, where I become overly concerned about my sponsees. And I think for me, it's also about learning to surrender to my higher power, because I can't fix anybody. Even though, you know, I help, it's, you know, it's part of the work I've done all my, you know, adult life. But that's just not what I'm asked to do in this program. So that's my challenge. And in terms of wisdom or encouragement for someone to thinking about sponsoring, or I'm going to say becoming a sponsee, it is the greatest gift on both ends. I mean, it is just, I mean, it really, I felt like held in place by my sponsor and the people that I sponsor. My sponsor on one hand and the people I sponsor. It has just been, you know, a continual reminder of what we are learning and how far we can go and how much more we need to do. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I highly recommend it. And I guess that's all I've got.
Thanks very much.
Sure.